Sure enough, McQueen was rounding the same turn that had made him wipe out the day before. Just as he reached it, his tires skidded and he swerved, then crashed. "No, no, no, no!" McQueen cried as he drove back to try again. "Ah, great! I've done perfect turns on every track I've ever raced on." "Huh," Doc said as he watched McQueen try to make the curve over and over. He smiled a little at the race car's determination. "Sheriff, why don't you go get yourself a quart of oil at Flo's?" the judge suggested. "I'll keep an eye on him." "Well, thanks, Doc," Sheriff said in surprise. "I've been feeling a quart low." He drove off, leaving Doc to deal with McQueen. Doc watched carefully as McQueen tried the turn again. Sure enough, he wiped out, and he came to a stop, spitting dirt from his grill. Finally, the old car decided to help out McQueen. "This ain't asphalt, son," Doc explained simply as he rolled up to the race car. "This is dirt." "Oh, great," McQueen snapped. "So you're a judge, a doctor, and a racing expert?"
"I'll put it simple," Doc said patiently. "If you're going hard enough left, you'll find yourself turning right."
"All right," McQueen said, his voice dripping with sarcasm. "That makes perfect sense. Turn right to go left. Thank you. Or should I say, no thank you," he went on, his voice rising in frustration. "Because in opposite world, maybe that really means thank you." "What does that old car know about racing anyway?" McQueen thought as he took off on the track, throwing plumes of dust all over Doc. Once the dust cleared, McQueen saw that Doc had driven away. Suddenly, he began to wonder if Doc's advice might work. "Well, I might as well try it," he thought. "Nothing else seems to be helping." McQueen sped toward the turn. "Turn right to go left," he said to himself. It didn't make any sense. At the last moment, McQueen turned sharply right and shot straight over the cliff. "Ooh," he cried as he landed right back in the cacti. "Oh, that hurt."